Okay, here goes. It's 9 p.m. and I'm at the dinner table, reaching for something other than my mother's words of approval. She too is reaching for the possibility of mending my broken edges. It's 10 p.m. and the heaviness of her disappointment stops echoing.
My right foot up on the shoeshine caddy. His brush removes construction dust. He dabs on creams with an ice lolly stick, spreads by sponge.
Some of the contributions to the Beirut literary journal Rusted Radishes, based at the city's American university.
We didn't have a literary journal in English in Lebanon. Basically, the idea was that there's all this unearthed talent, and we wanted to display it, and we wanted to also create a community which is very lacking here, a literary community.
The journal's editor, Rima Rantisi, and her colleagues tell me why they started the project.
You know, there's all this work being produced in English that this actually has nowhere to, didn't have anywhere to go. And there are a lot of people in our diaspora or people who have come to Lebanon to live. There's tons of English speakers here and lots of tourists and things like that. So we thought it would be a good way to kind of get those voices in as well.
Despite mainly featuring English language contributions, Rusted Radishes still tries to draw from the rich literary heritage of the local Arabic language.
I think that the most interesting aspect of using translation is that different languages come with all of their preconceptions and cultural associations. There comes the creation of new associations, new meaning, and that would then be spread over to both cultures. And by putting them into a journal that would primarily have been interested in English, associating it with all of these different languages is just opening up the scope to a new audience, to multiple interests.
My hands meet and my thoughts are silent, prayers reaching for some God's acceptance. Help me. It's 11 p.m. and there is a cold that seems to penetrate the walls of silence I've become confined in.
Some people, they switch between how they write. We have a lot of work that's done in today's writing world amongst Arab writers that like to use both languages in their work. It's interesting to open it up and see, you know, for example, if we have an English work that someone only speaks Arabic can't read, then now he'll have the opportunity to read it and see what we do. And I find that amazing, because also there's such a different style between Arabic and English.
For much of the second half of the 20th century, Lebanon was in the headlines for all the wrong reasons. A brutal 15-year-long civil war left thousands dead and much of the country razed to the ground. The scars are still visible on buildings, even in Beirut's most affluent areas. But psychologically, it seems many Lebanese are turning a new page.
Today, what we're publishing in Rusted Radishes is part of the post-war or post-civil war, in a sense that there are no direct references or reflections that date back to the civil war, but rather what happens after that. What do you do after you're done with that civil war, after you've understood and you've sort of capitulated with the results? And now, what do you do? How do you rebuild? How do you come to terms with what had happened?
Tap for the left wingtips turn, followed by wax spread and smoothed by his fingers. Tap, right wingtip waxed. Then a two-handed brushing like squirrels chasing around and over to reveal the high gloss. And with a motley cloth, snap, his masterwork.